A State Department team has been sent to Afghanistan to Kabul, the capital, to see if the old U.S. embassy might be put back in working order. James Dobbins, who's been the U.S. representative to the Afghan opposition, could take up offices there. The property has been maintained by a local staff since the U.S. withdrew. Edmund McWilliams was special envoy to Afghanistan for 2 years in the late 1980s. He recalls when the embassy was shuttered in 1989.
Just after the Soviet forces withdrew, there was a decision taken that all of the Western, the NATO embassies that had been in Kabul would close, essentially as a political gesture to demonstrate a lack of confidence in the then Najibullah regime.
Tell us, please, what this embassy compound is like, what the buildings are like, and how has it managed to stay essentially American property during all of those years?
It's a very stout building. It was built in the late 60s, basically a fort-like structure, large square block with a very stout cement fence around it. It was during the 86-88 period, we had munitions coming in, of course, from the Mujahideen into the city, and indeed we had several rounds that landed into the compound, but never did it sustain significant damage because of the manner in which it was built. Very solid structure.
And did it seem a dangerous posting for you? There was an American ambassador who was kidnapped in Kabul, killed not in the compound, but nearby.
Just outside the compound. Well, yes, it was a dangerous posting. At that point, we were not allowing any families to reside with the officers at the post. There were several times in which we reduced our personnel down to, I think, like 5 people plus a very small Marine contingency. But that was more due to the terror threats we were facing in the late 80s. Again, I should say that, of course, we were concerned with the car bombs and the incoming munitions, but that never did impact the embassy chancery, although the chargé's residence and my residence periodically would suffer broken windows and so on.
There is a gentleman mentioned in somewhat terms of awe, a security officer, Ghulam Ahmadzai, who has worked for America essentially there for about 30 years and, in fact, spent 10 years, more than 10 years in jail being accused by the Soviets of spying for the U.S.
Yes. There were a number of people who have remained with the embassy, essentially maintaining the compound. I think there are probably 3 or 4 at most that go back to the time when I was there. Very, very brave people when you consider that during that period, of course, America became very unpopular. It was a very dangerous place to be, and these national employees are very, very much heroes in my estimation.
How did the U.S. manage to get any sort of compensation to them?
It was done essentially through, we used to call them bag runs. Money would be sent in periodically. And I might say, just over the summer, we reestablished email, and I was actually able to email a number of the old players that, that I knew who had worked with me. And it was possible also to send in periodically small amounts of personal cash just to help them through these difficult periods.
Other countries are moving to establish a diplomatic presence there. Do you think the U.S. should wait or go ahead
Well,
and
we obviously have very serious security concerns. Americans in particular might be targets of any number of groups, particularly any remnant Taliban groups or Al-Qaeda groups. We, of course, want to demonstrate our confidence in this new government that's being established under Hamid Karzai. And it would be awkward for us not to go back in, particularly if the Italians, as I understand it, the Turks, the Germans, and the British are going back in, and the French, I believe, as well.
Mr. McWilliams, thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you.
Edmund McWilliams, formerly posted in Kabul, Afghanistan. He's now retired from the State Department.